the Holy Friday sermon of Blessed Elder Philotheos Zervakos of Greece, an elder of our time, entitled, O Crucified King of Heaven and Earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you see the incorrupt feet of Christ, which were nailed to the cross, now lying in the tomb? They were nailed for us, to direct our own feet upon the way of truth, upon the way of faith and of virtue. Do you see his open arms? They symbolize the warm love which he has for us to embrace us and present us to his heavenly Father and to make us his children and his sons and God's by grace. Do you see that pierced side which pours forth blood and water? The water represents the baptism by which we were cleansed of ancestral sin. The blood represents the bloodless sacrifice which is celebrated on the holy altars. By partaking of it, we are sanctified and united with Christ, becoming one body. Just as a loving mother nourishes her children with her milk, in the same manner, our sweetest Jesus nourishes us as his beloved children. However, not with milk, but with his very body and blood. Behold, O kings, the King of all, from whom you received the scepter and diadem. Behold, O hierarchs and priests, your first hierarch and priest from whom you received your office. Behold, O faithful men and women, young and old, your loving Father who nourishes you, he who made the fields, the valleys, the rivers, the mountains, the ravines, the forests, all of you behold him. See how he is hung upon the cross, crucified, covered with bruises and bleeding. Run, everyone, cover his incorrupt feet with kisses. Shower them with tears of compunction. And wash them, love them with all your soul as he loves you. And prefer to die before falling into any deadly sin and saddening such a master and loving Father. Every sin that a Christian commits is a nail thrust into Christ's body. Christ is not so sad that the Jews crucified him as he is that the Christians, for whom he shed his blood and sheds it every day on the holy altars, crucify him every day with their sins. Seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame, according to the divine Paul in Hebrews 6:6. Listen, Christians, and come to your senses. Whoever runs on the road of prodigality, laziness, lewdness, indifference, corruption, drunkenness, and dissoluteness is like the Jews who put the nails in Jesus' feet. Whoever seizes the belongings of others, whoever steals and treats others unjustly, puts nails in Jesus' hands. Whoever is prideful and arrogant places the crown of thorns upon his head. Whoever has jealousy in his heart and envies his neighbor pierces his side. Whoever blasphemes and curses God spits in his face. Be careful, O Christians. As many that sin among you must consider carefully that with your sins you are crucifying Christ as the Jews did. Consider that he whom you now see crucified upon the wood of the cross and lying in the tomb, whom you scorn with your work, shall one day come upon the clouds of heaven with great power and glory as a dreadful and impartial judge of both the living and the dead. Woe to you then, and woe to all who die unrepentant. O crucify Jesus, even if the Jews and many of the contemporary pseudo-philosophers do not believe in you, even if some of the Christians scorn and blaspheme you, you are still the King of all, You are worshipped by the angels and praised by all creation. We Christians, thy beloved children, even if we are sinful, believe in thee, confess thee, and preach that thou art the King of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible. Thou art he who is, who was, and who remains unto the ages of ages. We see the glorious kings of the earth, Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, and the other emperors. Their kingdoms lasted until their death. The kingdom of others fell even before their deaths. But thy kingdom, O Lord, remains even after thy death. 20 centuries ago, thou didst die as a human being on the cross, but still thou art the king of all Christian nations, and thou art worshipped by all. Thy kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and thy reign is from generation unto generation. We see that no one goes to worship at the tombs of other kings, but they come from the ends of the earth to thy life-giving tomb, kings and rulers and people from every walk of life. Our God-man Jesus is not grieved so much that we scorn him with our unlawful deeds and sins and transgressions against his divine commandments, as he is that we remain unrepentant, that we remain hard-hearted and insensitive, despite the fact that he gave us repentance and confession as the means to wash our sins away. Finally, we do not become sinners by committing sin, but rather when we do not hate sin and repent of it, says Abba Isaac. And the divine Chrysostom says, it is not grievous for one to fall, but it is for him who has fallen to stay, as he is being neglectful and lazy, hiding the sickness of his disposition because of thoughts of hopelessness, and not to rise again. Finally, it is human for one to sin, however, to continue in this sin is not human, but completely satanic. So brothers and sisters, in the words of the elder, as long as there is time, let us repent, for the Lord loves repentant sinners. The Lord embraced the repentant publicans and the repentant harlots. The Lord embraced all those who came to him and acknowledged their debt, acknowledged their weakness, acknowledged their human frailty, and embraced he who is the only solution for sin, the only healing of sin, the only answer to human sadness and depravity. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, Elder Philotheos, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, on this holy day have mercy on us and save us. Amen.